Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Vacation time. Just close your eyes. Picture yourself on a beach, on a boat, looking at a volcano. Well, you'd have to open your eyes to do that. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Rose, you were here for the last half hour, and we got another hour to go.
I know. You know what? Well, you want to talk about getting the juices flowing. Come in here with Eric Brown and start talking about Outdoor Living Unlimited. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes. So big stuff happening. I just pulled up the website, and there's new trips up there all of a sudden. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, people say to us all the time, like, what are the deals? What are the deals? And I hate to say on air a number. I hate to just say, you can go to Mexico at this fabulous resort for 4 days and it's this much money. Because instantly the phones ring and they've got it wrong, or they heard 7 nights instead of 4 nights, or that deal was available yesterday and it's not anymore. Yeah. So you get what I'm saying. I don't really like to just give out numbers. And by the way, I will give out this number, 866-GO-FOX-GO, because our offices are open right now.
Okay.
9 to noon for a few more weeks. So this is your opportunity to get in on the action. So how do you find out when there's something going on? Well, you could go to foxworldtravel.com. Then you go to Stay Connected. There's all kinds of information there. Or if you hit the vacation travel page and you scroll down, and you will see lots of information, peace of mind, personalized experience, trusted partner, customer reviews, some group vacations, etc. And then you'll see travel deals. You see them? Mm-hmm. Did you scroll? Okay.
Yep.
And so you see Europe Express and you see Classic Vacations and you see Globus. And one of them, for example, that I know about is because of the new release of the launch of Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas.
Right.
They've got some really phenomenal things going on. 60% off the second guest, kids sail free, $600
wow.
savings on certain sailings, all that kind of thing. But if I was to say all of that, I would lose people's interest, right? So the best thing you could do is get that information in your inbox, right?
Sure.
So here's a great way to do that. If you text, see how far we have come, Dayton. If you text FWT to the talk and text line, which is 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. That's how you talk to us. That's how you text us, right?
Yes.
That's how you call in if you feel so inclined.
Right.
Right?
You've got this covered. I'm just going to go home.
Okay. But if you text that FWT, Fox World Travel, to that particular text number, you will get a response that gives you an opportunity that says, it's our vacation page, but it says, let's connect.
Yep.
All you have to do is fill that in. There are some required fields. If it asks for a date and you're not really traveling, you just want to get on the newsletter list, put a date in.
Put in today's date.
It doesn't matter.
One thing I will warn you, because I tried this,
okay,
and when I typed in FWT, my phone corrected it to get.
Yes.
So if you have
the
spell checker on, if you have that spell checker on, make sure you hit FWT and like lock it in before you hit send.
But so Dayton did it after he corrected it, and it works. So you get the vacation page, and you can certainly scroll on that too.
Yeah.
But I'm saying go to Let's Connect, which after you accept the cookies, that Let's Connect will show up. And then tell us, you want to be on the mailing list. You want to know about the deals that are going on with Princess Vacation with up to 40% off cruise fares. You want to know about Uniworld savings for 2024 that still are in effect. You want to know about Classic Vacations. You want to know about what's going on. And so, yeah, we can tell you all of that, but you can get that in your inbox and read it at your leisure. How about that? So
perfect.
FWT to the talk and text line. And look at them come in now.
They're coming in.
Yeah.
People want to know. That's awesome. And we will be here for the next hour. So get your calls and texts in at that same number, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, you want to talk travel, that's what we're here for. Rose Gray, Dayton Kane. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:15 on a Saturday, going to be partly cloudy, a high of 43 today, currently 36 in Milwaukee. Dayton here with Rose, 855-616-1620 if you want to talk to us. But before we go to the phones or the text, there's a bunch of new trips up here, too.
There are. So on the Fox World Travel page, a vacation page, you will find group travel under Fox Group Vacations. If you feel so inclined and you do click on that, you will see travel in the United States. And there you will see a couple of Hawaii's. And then you will see the Alaska adventures that we have planned for 2025 right there. And they can be booked at this time. So you will see Alaska and Denali June 1, Alaska and the Yukon with Colleen June 9, Alaska and Denali The Last Frontier July 13th, and Alaska and Denali with Colleen August 10th. I am here today to make this announcement. I am going to be taking the July 13th trip.
Okay.
So it is not on the website yet. I confirmed it yesterday and cleared my calendar for July of 2025, and I will be doing that trip. Okay. So anybody that was saying, I want to go with Rose, July 13th is the day I'm going. Now, Colleen is doing that exact same trip August 10th, and she is doing her Yukon trip on June 9th. And then we also have another one, another tour manager to be named for June 1. So for those of you who were left out in the cold, pun intended, with regard to Alaska 2024, we sold out pretty quickly. We had some space left, but not a lot. This is your chance to jump on it now. Get all the perks, get all the plus. They've got the have it all package, which means you're going to get the Wi-Fi, you're going to get the drink package, you're going to get the specialty restaurants, a credit for excursions. All of that is happening now, right okay. now. And so I know once Colleen released this information on Thursday, the phones were going crazy. So right now, of the four Alaska trips, which one would you choose? Well, mine, of course. No.
I'd go with you. I'd go with Colleen. I'll go to all of them.
Thank you. Thank you. So there's two different itineraries we offer. The Alaska and Denali is essentially this. 7 days on the land. We start in Alaska. We start in Fairbanks. We come down to Denali. We go down to Anchorage on the train. We spend two nights in Seward and we get on the ship and we do a 7 day inside passage.
Okay.
That's that trip. And then the Yukon trip is more gold rush history. So you're going to start in Anchorage. You're going to go up to Fairbanks. You're going to fly over to Dawson City. Then you're going to see a lot of the Yukon. You're going to get on the ship in Skagway and you're going to do a 4 day cruise. We love the opportunity to offer these two itineraries because we've got lots of people that have never cruised before and right. they're skeptical about being on a 7 day cruise. So the Yukon gives you gold rush history and a 4 day cruise. Alaska and Denali gives you 7 days on land, 7 days on the inside passage. There is some gold rush history, but you know, it's not as intense as the Yukon. We love them both. I just stick with the same one. And Colleen is listening and she's going to be texting me soon saying to me, you're getting to the Yukon one of these days, lady. But right now I just do Alaska and the Denali trip.
Okay. Well, you could book both time-wise. You could go on one with Colleen and then a couple weeks later go with you.
Colleen seems to think she should just headquarter herself in Alaska for the whole entire summer and just keep receiving groups. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. So next summer's going to be busy.
It's going to be very busy.
There's a lot of trips up here at foxworldtravel.com.
And there's going to be more.
Yeah.
2025 is going to be stellar. Is going to be outstanding, and
we're
you don't
traveling
want to miss
again.
It. We're traveling again.
I love it. All right. So when I go there, if I am interested in one of these, I can go to the what? Stay connected and do a contact us.
Yep, you can do that, or you can text FWT. That's a great way to connect with us.
Okay.
And you're going to get that landing page, and you're going to get. It's going to be perfect. You're going to love it.
FWT to 855-616-1620. The link will come right to your phone.
Exactly.
Perfect. Which one would you choose? You asked that question. Okay, let's go to another text here. For Rose Gray, where's the best place to go in Africa to see wildlife? We're listening in Fort Myers, Florida. Well,
okay.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so I feel like if you're going to start out in South Africa, I do Kruger National Park. Okay? So you go to South Africa. Your itinerary could be you fly into Cape Town, you do a little of that, you go up to the Wineland country, then you go up to Kruger National, 4 day safari in Kruger National, go over to Johannesburg. It's not necessary per se for the itinerary, but it is geographically necessary if you're going to continue on to Victoria Falls. and then you go ahead into Victoria Falls and fly home. Right. That would be my ideal itinerary. So I feel like as a person who's going to start doing Africa, I would start in South Africa and I would do Kruger National Park. There's hundreds of lodges to choose from.
Awesome. And it's already happening. We're getting the word get. Your phone will try to correct FWT to get. Doesn't work. You won't get the link back. So FWT, you then have to kind of click on it in the little message thing to secure that actual FWT and then send it in to 855-616-1620. Ben in Milwaukee, I know you're on the phone. We're going to get to you when we come back. Hang on. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, a high of 43 today. It is daylight saving time. So tonight before you go to bed, set your clocks ahead. We're springing forward. This is the last day we have for a while where I get to drive to work and the sun's out. Because next week it'll be dark again.
So how do you feel about this? Like Danny Clayton and I had an ongoing thing. I'm not a fan of this.
I'll go with the flow type of person, so whatever.
I talk so much about how jet lag doesn't affect me that it really shouldn't be such a big problem, right?
Yeah.
And who doesn't like it to be dark or light longer
at night?
In the afternoon and evening,
that's
right?
That's what I prefer.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer. All
right. We're going to embrace it.
Let's go. 855-616-1620. Ben in Milwaukee. Good morning. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Yeah, no, thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. So the question... So I gotta be in Guatemala next month, flying into Guatemala City, and then I have to go to Chichicastenango for a few days, and then I'm coming back to Guatemala City, obviously, to fly out. What I wanted to do was to go to Tikal for a day. I've seen that there are day trips available. They'll pick you up at the hotel, take you back to the hotel. But I've also read that it can be super stressful. I just don't know what kind of experience, Rose, you've had or, you know, you've heard from other people. Is it really stress-free? I mean, I know anything can happen when you're traveling, right?
But, right.
Would you advise against it or just that's really the question.
So you're saying that you would probably book this as a tour, like through Viator or the concierge at the hotel or something where somebody's going to pick you up and take you there?
Correct.
Okay. Have you ever done Chichen Itza? In Mexico?
No, I never have.
So it's very, very similar to that. The people who are probably saying it's stressful, I'm not sure if it's because of a timeline situation. So we should tell the listeners who are not familiar, Tikal National Park is an example of Mayan ruins and architectural and artistic creations. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah. I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah. So it's from the Mayans, the same people that are from the Tulum area in Mexico. And the fact that these people were able to build these monuments, if you will, it's so many years ago, these pyramid-like monuments is outstanding. It's usually pretty hot. And so
a decent amount of walking, especially if you want to go up them.
And you want to make sure that whoever you're booking this with, my concern would be more about the vehicle they're taking me in. I want to know that it's a reliable air conditioned vehicle. If that would be happening, I would go. That would be my only stress factor. That would be the thing that would prevent me from going if it wasn't a good vehicle that had air conditioning.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you. If you go, tell us how it was.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Safe travels. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line if you want to get in touch with us. Or if you want to text FWT to get the link and find out about the great specials that are going on, get on that
newsletter
list.
Right. And you know what? We don't inundate you. We really, really, really try to send you something once a week. People are like, my email is too full of junk. No. We really do send you good content, blogs that are relevant to travel, and at any time, you know, you can unsubscribe. Right. We don't want you to, but you could.
But you could.
You could.
Okay, so tell us, we got about a couple minutes here before the news, What do you guys all do? What can people call and take advantage of? And how long is the Saturday hours working?
Oh, good point. So I thankfully got a text while we were on break that lets me know March 23rd is our last Saturday that we're going to be open.
Okay.
And that makes sense because the next Saturday after that would be the Easter weekend Saturday, right? So we love being open on Saturdays and accommodate you during what we consider to be wave or busy season, but it's over. I mean, you know, now we're getting into April and that kind of thing. So with regard to what we do, I love when I get to hear the Fix It Show guests tell their story. You know, like Eric and his brother and their dad, 30 years. I love telling the Fox story. The Fox story is we've been around since 1960.
Yeah.
1960. And the changes that have happened. I've been in the business 35 years. I've been with Fox over 20 years. And it's just a remarkable industry to be in. And I love it. So we do vacation travel, of course. That's the sexy side of the business. That's what I get to talk to about Dayton every Saturday. But we also do business travel. If you are unhappy with the travel management company that you are using for your business travel, reach out and we will be able to get somebody to talk to you and let you know what we can offer. And then we also do meetings incentives within the group, within the vacation side. We've got group travel and we've got destination wedding teams. In those teams, we've also got Disney specialists and we've got Hawaii specialists among all of our specialists. So much going on.
So much going on. And if you go to foxworldtravel.com and hit the little menu and our future together, there's careers there too that you could be part of this organization.
And again, I love to talk about what great benefits we have. You don't need to know travel to get into Fox World Travel. We need IT specialists and we need other people to be supportive. And then you can learn travel. We could teach you travel if you fall in love with travel, which you will.
So what kind of people are you looking for at Fox? Do you have to be an extrovert? Do you have to...
If you are a very quiet IT guy, I would love that. If you just fix stuff quietly, I'm totally fine with that. But as far as if you want to be a frontline travel advisor, yes, we're looking for people who can engage and our customer service experts and can handle those kinds of things. But you know what? If you've got something that we need, we'll take you. We'll absolutely take you. So it's a fabulous company to work for nationwide. We've got people working in many, many states virtually for us. So you don't have to be in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I certainly am not to be able to work for us.
All right. FoxWorldTravel.com. Go check it out there. It is a Fox World Travel show. We take a break and go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Cold as ice.
Alaska, got it.
Isaac always pulling up the music to match what we're talking about. 855-616-1620. It is partly cloudy and 43 for a high today, currently 36 in Milwaukee. So we do have a text here. It says, in regard to the tour you were just discussing with the Mayans, a factor that mattered to us was that the hotel tour made so many stops to pick up people at their hotel, so they just got a taxi.
Yeah. And so, Ben, hopefully you're still listening. Maybe that's the stress that you were reading about online.
Yeah, that did happen to us when we were in Costa Rica. Okay. We stopped at four different resorts to pick up people before we got to the place we were trying to go. So
good question to ask would be, how many stops are you going to be making? I could live with two.
Yeah.
I could live with two. That would be the extent of it. And sometimes it's just better to do exactly what this texter said. Just get a cab and do it. But again, you always feel a little bit more comfortable when you're doing it through the hotel.
And with a group of people.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I would not like four stops, and that would be probably a deal breaker for me.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. In Maui, is there one thing you would not miss?
You know, it's really hard to say. A lot of people would answer that question with the road to Hana. They would say that you cannot miss the road to Hana. It's pretty amazing. I've done it once, and I feel like I don't have to do it again.
Okay.
It's very, if you have any car sickness or anything like that, that is going to be a bad idea. But the waterfalls and the trip itself is outstanding. Now, I normally, back in the day, I would have said go to Lahaina, but with the fire, right, that's absolutely not. Kaanapali, hanging out in Kaanapali, absolutely.
What is that?
That's a beach area.
Okay.
That's, you know, and again, you don't know, I don't know where the texture is staying, so that, but there are other little areas. And then in Maui, on Maui itself, there's an area called Upland. They call it the up country.
Okay.
And it's where there's actual cowboys and there's actually ranches up there. And they also have wineries up there. Now, I have had the wine. It is not spectacular. It's a little too fruity for my taste, but they actually even had pineapple wine. But that's kind of an excursion that you can do. You can go to Kihei. That's a whole different area than if you're staying in Kaanapali, you go to Kihei. So lots of things to do. But I think most people would say, if you can handle it, the road to Hana is probably something you don't want to miss.
How big is Maui compared to like Wisconsin? Or
probably as big as Wisconsin.
Is, okay.
If you look at it, it looks like Mickey Mouse with one ear. So it's a pretty small island, much smaller than the Big Island for sure.
Okay.
So
it's travelable.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you absolutely can get a car and get around. And everybody asks for a convertible. So if you are looking for your own car and you're going to go ask for a convertible, do that well in advance.
855-616-1620. Rose, we are leaving for Secrets, Acamel, Mexico, April 26th this year. Anything to be concerned about? And what should we do for excursions?
Well, so I'm assuming the texter is referring to the travel advisory that is going on in Mexico right now. And it does say reconsider travel, but there are many places in the world that our government has deemed reconsider travel because there's no way for them to pick and choose what parts of the country they're labeling.
Right.
They have to label the country something. And if something is happening in an area, that's what label gets attached.
If you come to the United States and you go to New York, it's going to be a lot different than going to Plover, Wisconsin, right?
Plover, yes.
Yeah, it just depends on where you're going to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. So all I can say is be a diligent traveler. And I'm going to keep saying this too, because they have been broadcasting this and a lot of the news stations that are telling you how to be safe during spring break. And we should say it more often on this show. If you are traveling internationally, and that does include Mexico and Canada, register your trip with STEP, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. It's on the travel.state.gov website. And that way the embassy in the country that you are visiting knows where you are. If there is a need to get a hold of you, they can do that. So register your trip. But as far as you are so far down, Akumal is at the very, very end of that long, long Riviera Maya peninsula that you go south from the Cancun airport instead of north to the hotel zone. So it's very far south. In fact, there is a new airport that just opened up in Tulum,
really,
to accommodate people that are going that far south. So Akumal is pretty far down. I would say if you are looking for an experience similar to the one that Ben talked about in Guatemala, you could go see the ruins of Tulum. It's a half-day trip as opposed to a full-day trip when you do Chichen Itza, which
right,
would be way too far for you to travel if you're in Akumal. And it gives you a sense of what the Aztecs and the Mayans and the native people of that area were up to. And it's
impressive.
It is.
That's where we went. I didn't go to Chichen Itza. We went to Tulum.
And it's a half-day.
Yeah, and it was great. The thing I remember, obviously the structures are phenomenal, and you're like, how did they do this? But secondly, the iguanas staring at you as you're walking through. It was a different experience. It was fun. It was really cool, and I would definitely recommend doing it.
And know, when they say don't feed the iguanas, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, don't feed
the iguanas.
It's like don't feed seagulls, because they're like...
Well, exactly. And not only that, somebody I know didn't listen and got bit, and their saliva is very full of viruses and germs and all that kind of stuff. And they got a very infected finger by just feeding an iguana. So
yikes.
Don't feed the iguanas, please.
Yikes. We are going to take a break. We do have more text to get to. We'd love to hear from you as well. 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for listening to WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I don't know what this is, Isaac. He's in the producer's booth, but I like
it's a song called Cold, Cold Man.
Cold man. All right. Rose Gray, Dayton Kane here. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Happy Saturday to you. Going to be 43 for a high today, currently 37 in Milwaukee. We did get a call from Jim in Menominee Falls. Here's the situation, Rose. River Cruise in 2025. They're hitting 9 different countries. He's got an American passport. His wife has a Chinese passport. He's like, what do we need to be concerned about here?
Yeah, so here's the thing. You need to, actually for an American passport, I would do this as well. You just need to check every single one of those countries and find out what the requirements are for a person who holds a Chinese passport. Do they need a visa? Do they need to, right now, you remember how many times we've talked about this visa they're going to start making us get, and then they kept putting it off and putting it off. That may happen by the time they travel in 2025. So stay tuned for that and be aware that that might be happening. But you seriously need to look at every one of those countries and find out, will they allow you to enter with a Chinese passport, or and do they require a visa?
So I'm assuming a trip of this magnitude is being done through a travel advisor.
One would certainly hope so.
Is that something a travel advisor should help you with?
Not only should, we would. We would have to. That is our obligation. I mean, that would be like when I had the people that were going to Vietnam with not our group. They were going on their own, and they were in the same line that we were, and they did not know they needed visas. They didn't know they needed visas. The wife was crying and furious with her husband because he booked the whole trip and they didn't know they needed a visa.
So do they have to turn around and go home?
Well, what they ended up doing was getting an emergency visa. This guy, Andy Chen, I'll never forget him. I sent EVA or EVA Airlines an email telling them how amazing this kid was. He was a young man who had so many things going on, overweight luggage because people were trying to bring things back to Vietnam and lots of other things. And he got these people an emergency visa. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right. Another one here on the text line says, we are signed up for the Fox trip to Iceland and we're wondering if we need to take some kronas along or do they accept other currencies? And what credit cards are the best to use?
Okay, so in my experience, the best credit card is in this order: Visa, MasterCard, American Express is at the bottom of that list.
Okay.
I do like to use my American Express when I can because I have a Delta SkyMiles American Express that gets me miles, and lots of people do as well. But there are fabulous Chase Visa cards out there, Capital One cards. You can find cards that don't have what they call an international transaction fee. So each time you use the card, you are not being hit with an international transaction fee. Make sure you check on that. So Visa, MasterCard, American Express, leave your Discover at home. Next, if you can get some Corona for Iceland, it would be much appreciated. Most businesses, being restaurants, bars, hotels, tour operators, where tourists are frequenting, they might accept your U.S. dollars, but if you had Krona, that would be better. But again, they're all going to take major credit cards.
Right.
They're all going to take. So you're in a hotel, you're in a bar, you're in a restaurant, they're all going to take major credit cards. And that's what I would use for my trip. I take currency along for tipping purposes. That's what I take it along
Everything
for.
Else goes on the card.
Yep.
All right, 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talking Text Line. We only have one segment left. It's the fastest show on the radio. It's almost over. Get your calls and texts in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can get the Fox World Travel Show wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, at foxworldtravel.com. It gets posted, WTMJ.com. It gets posted. But if you weren't here in the beginning of the show, you can check that out, or we'll give you a recap. So we started with Alaska. Big announcement, right?
Yep.
It's on the website now.
Yep.
So 2025 tours.
2025 is on there. So you go to the vacation page, you go to group travel, you go to Fox Group Vacations, and bam, Hawaii and Alaska, first thing you're
going
to see.
Okay. The other thing we talked about are the specials that are going on and how to get on the newsletter. So what do we do
right.
that?
So you text FWT to the talk and text line, which is 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620.
Not get. FWT.
And then I see one here that text FTW.
Yeah,
so it's FWT. And then it'll bring you to a page, which is the vacation travel page. It may be covered up because it says accept cookies. Accept the cookies. You will see Let's Connect. If you just want to receive the newsletter, you do not have a trip in mind, fill out the form anyway and just say, I want the newsletter. Because
right.
This is where you are going to find out, for example, Royal Caribbean, 60% off second guest, $600 off in general, kids sale free, March through October selected sailings. Those kinds of things. I could use up my whole hour and say those things on the air. That's not fun radio,
right?
So let it go directly to your email, your inbox, where you can read it at your leisure.
So I will say there's a little date field in there. If you're not traveling, like you said, if you don't, just put in today's date if you want to just get on the newsletter. Just put in today's date when you fill out that form. But FWT to 855-616-1620 will get you that link. We did get a text here. It says, people should notify their credit card company of an upcoming trip so it doesn't get flagged if they're using it in a strange location. I did that before we went to Costa Rica, and my credit card, I have Visa.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, you didn't need to do that,
but you know
thanks
what?
For telling us.
And I still do it.
Yeah.
I still do it. I have people, first of all, I don't do it on my Delta Sky Miles American Express. I don't do that.
Because I know you travel with
it. Because they know I travel with it. But when I do it on my Visa, and 50% of the time they say, thanks for telling us, we didn't need to know. But if you are going to use a debit card to get cash out of an ATM, you do need to let them know that. But you know what? Rather safe than sorry.
True.
It takes 30 seconds to call your bank or call your credit card company and say, I'm going to be traveling. These are the dates. And just like Dayton said, they likely will say, we don't even need to know that.
Yeah. But you're right. Better safe than sorry.
Yep.
But if you're getting an answer but in 30 seconds from your credit card company, I need to find out what credit card company you have.
Because... Okay, all right. A minute 30.
All right. Wrap it up for us, Rose. Tell us everything we need to know about Fox World Travel in a brief, succinct 2 minutes.
So here's the thing. You can text FWT after the show. This is an ongoing thing. So 855-616-1620. You should all have that locked in your phone anyway, because that's the talk and text line for WTMJ, for everybody, for John Mercure and everybody.
Yep.
But when you do FWT, you're going to get that opportunity to get the newsletter. And starting next week, when I am at spring training and Colleen is here, there are going to be other reasons you're going to want to text FWT.
Ooh.
So you want to stay tuned for that. You want to have that ready to go. Also, the group department and Colleen at the lead got the Alaska's ready for 2025 so early. I honestly think this is the earliest we have ever released our next year Alaska trips. So they're on the website. They're selling fast. We're going to only be taking smaller groups. We've been doing double buses for the last several years. And Colleen and I and the group team decided, you know what? We need to personalize this a little bit more. One bus, 50 people.
Well, then that will fill up fast.
They are going to fill up
fast.
So if you want more information, our offices are still open. They're open until noon today, 866-GO-FOX-GO. They can send you a link that will give you the itinerary, the pricing, whatever it is you need.
Okay. And those Saturday hours are good through?
The 23rd of March. So you've got the 16th. You've got the 9th today.
Yep.
The 16th.
Yep.
And the 23rd.
Okay.
Then that's going to be it for
and
the season.
And then we're through busy season.
Then we're through busy season. But that doesn't mean we're not busy. It just means that we're not super duper busy.
Okay. You here next week?
I am not here next week. I am flying on a jet plane to my favorite place on the planet because, as we all know, Rose has been to all seven continents. But my favorite place on the planet is Arizona for spring training.
What do you think of the post-Craig Council era? What are we looking at there?
I was really glad that nobody was booing him when they played the Cubs the other day. And we are going to just prevail. You know what? Sayonara. It was a good run. Craig Council's a good man, and he was good for the team. We're moving on. Pat Murphy, you go, boy.
All right. Looking forward to a new Brewers team, new Brewers season, and traveling. It's warm out. People aren't thinking of getting away necessarily as much as they were before.
Exactly. We haven't had a major blizzard to get everybody in the mood, but I'm telling you right now, when I'm sitting at 90 degree, I'm golfing in 75 to 90 degree weather, or I'm at a Brewer game, that's not 63 in Wisconsin. So. Yeah,
and rain. We've had a lot of rain the last week here.
That's
so it's
very
been
true. Well, it was well needed. It was very needed, but we can do anything. It doesn't just have to be a spring break trip by any stretch of the imagination. We know lots of people who are in the school systems or don't want to take their kids out of school, and they have to travel in the summertime. Let us help you with that summer vacation. That's what we're there for.
All right. They're all over, but they're right here in our home state.
That's right.
That's where you started, right?
Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Exactly.
That's right.
WTMJ Talking Text Line 855-616-1620 if you want to get in touch with the show. Next, which would be Annex Wealth Management. Danny Clayton and the crew there are going to do money talk for you. And FWT to get the link to 855-616-1620. We'll see you next week. We do it every Saturday at 9 o'clock. It's the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.